from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's more than just sports talk. This is The Morning Shift.
I'm in.
Me too.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 8 o'clock. And I keep saying on a Thursday, it's actually day one of school for a lot of people going back to school today. So if you're on your way to school, have a good year.
Yeah.
Have fun. I'm not part of that congregation anymore, but I know that Maria, your husband's plugged into it and is an educator of sorts. Yeah, of sorts.
Sure.
He's of the same sort of educator that I was.
Yes, exactly.
In my day as an educator. But nonetheless, if you're on your way to school this morning, shout out. We did hear from our buddy Mark Zeno, who said, now that school's back in, get ready for the text line to light up.
Do you consider yourself an educator?
According to my master's degree, I am. I don't know how much educating I did other than, five sets of five on the bench press.
Did you educate them how to lift properly?
I tried
proper
to.
Proper form.
I tried to. You know, it's interesting, too, because if you're just now joining the show, I used to be a weight training teacher, right, or weight training coach. And the weight training programs I went through are a little bit old school as opposed to what they do nowadays. And, you know, there's a lot of schools, like, outsourcing this to, like, certified CSCS, you know, kind of people. I go by the Bear Bryant philosophy, the same things win that always won. Get in there and do some power cleans, some back squats, bench press. Boring but big, as some would call it, some of these weight programs. But I actually enjoyed it, man. So I tried to educate the players as much as I could and, you know, bring some toughness to the weight room. Well, but that's
what did the kids think?
I think a lot of them were frightened of me, which is unfortunate because I'm not that frightening of a person. But sometimes those high school kids get a little out of pocket, man. Got to kind of get them back in line a little bit.
I know we were in here maybe like a week. We were talking about oh, Bryce Young, and yeah. I was like, yeah, his offensive line was garbage at Alabama, and I thought he was gonna. He stood up, like kicked his chair into the wall. I was like.
It's just, Maria, you know how
kind of retreated a little bit over into the corner here. I was like, all right, this microphone will extend.
I can't tell you how frustrating it is when a guy wins the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
And the first reaction to his college career is that his offensive line wasn't good. It just and as Joe Moore Award finalist, but they're not very good.
Well,
and you're just like, I want to slap people like that. I'm sorry. It's just ridiculous.
I know how to get him riled up now. It's just something bad about an offensive line.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, like we haven't seen. It's not like we've never seen in this city an offensive line that could run block like no one, and maybe pass blocking, it was a struggle at times.
Yeah. Listen, nobody is more kind to offensive linemen, but I am very quick to point out when one of them is not good, I'll just straight up, I won't straight up tell you. I'll just be like, you know, I don't think he played up to his standards today.
Whenever he does that, I'm like, ooh, let's go. Let's talk. And then he's like, no.
All right, 404-726-0929, or you can hit us on the X at 929 Morning Shift if you want to chop it up. I am curious. We got into a social media conversation a minute ago, and Bo was talking about his social media game. Maria, I know that you know, you have a huge following on Twitter. I'm assuming Instagram too. Oh yeah. We just became Instagram friends just not too long ago. And your Instagram, awesome, awesome Instagram as well. Do you have a preference, Instagram or Twitter?
It used to be Twitter, but Twitter can get a little dark sometimes.
It really does.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Some of the tweets you look at, and you're dark. Like, I mean, how bold were you feeling to say something like you just said and launch that into the Twitter?
There's a lot of that too.
I know. I can't get over it. I'm like, dude, it's tough.
Did
it's
you
a
see
tough
what
place.
Happened to me Friday?
What happened? Somebody come at you?
Somebody, yeah, we were talking about, I made fun of your truck. And
that's right.
Somebody decided to straighten me out with the facts. And I was like, yeah, dude, I know I'm just poking fun at my co-host.
Not that big of a deal.
And then it went like way over here. And
but you definitely responded to a burner account, which I think just makes it worse.
I love.
You know what I mean, when there's nine numbers on the end of their Twitter handle, like, just get at it. Like, you don't have to respond.
The
to that.
One thing that I am, I guess it's my trademark now. I don't know if it's a good
one
trademark.
Thing you're guilty of.
But I will, if you come at me with fire, I'll just ag it on. I'll be like, oh, like the guy was like, oh, you know, he said, lighten up, don't take it so serious. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I'm the one taking things serious. And I just can't help myself.
I feel like you enjoy poking the bear a little
he
bit.
He definitely does. Yeah. As people do with him. As people do with him.
Yeah, people like to fire me up too.
So, that's because they know you're going to respond.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, I'm a man of the people, Maria. What can I say?
Bo, it's safe to say you are, in fact, a Twitter gaslighter. Would that be accurate?
No, I don't. Twitter is a way to interact when we're off the air and have real conversations, and I'm here for all of that.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to tell you what you want to hear because you think you're entitled to that. I believe that the only thing we're entitled to is the truth, and I'll tell my truth on Twitter daily.
All right, let's head over to the phone lines. It's our boy Skip, and he is a member of the Mafia, man. What's going on, Skip? Happy Thursday, buddy.
Mike Mafia, All right. And the Prince of Substitute, how you doing this morning?
Hey, man, I'm just living the dream, baby. Living the dream.
He was talking to Maria. He said the Princess is Substitute.
I'm talking to Maria.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello.
Mike,
we were having a conversation.
Mike was asking a question. I'm so sorry.
All I heard was, how you doing this morning? I was like, I'm great. I'm great, Skip.
I guess Mike doesn't
You're
answer.
A princess? Uh-oh. Wait, did you say princess?
Yeah, he's a princess.
I'm so excited. Uh-oh. Princess Mike in the house.
Hey, Squid, almost changed over.
Hey. I mean, I'm telling you. I mean, I don't want to say things, but guys, premature, and he's a princess, so I don't know what to tell you.
We're learning a lot this morning.
Yes, we are. But my wake up call is not really a wake up call. It's just that me and Squid been going at it for the last month about the Braves, and I'm finally glad that we came to some agreement that the Braves stand pat. So I'm glad to kind of stand pat. But what I want to say is that even though we stood pat, I think that the Braves still might make the best move by standing pat. But I want to go run to next year right quick. Next year, you got to realize when Acuna was down the first time, Soler came in, Soler went to free agency. But next year, we get to have Soler in the lineup next year, man. And I think Jared Kelly is going to be the fourth outfielder that he'll come in for a late replacement for Soler. But can you imagine the lineup next year with Soler in there and Acuna at the top of the lineup and how left that going to be? Man, that's going to be a nice lineup. And it's going to be even nice when Albie and Money Mike come back for the playoffs. Yeah. It's going to be lengthened a little bit where your weak spots, they're going to be your catcher and your short stuff. But let's go, Braves. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Well,
good call, Skip. Not shocked, but good call, Skip.
I actually would take what you said about Soler and Kelnick next year. I would think that'd be more of a platoon. I think that's where you get the best out of both. Not to mention, you're going to have a really good bat off the bench. I mean, a starting lineup level bat off the bench. You're going to be able to give more guys days off because Acuna is going to need days off, I think, next year coming back to keep him fresh. So I think it really gives you a really, really good depth because I think one thing that Alex Anthopoulos learned this year is kind of what the Falcons just did with Michael Penix, Kirk Cousins, and we are not going to have a problem where we have a Laureano or Brian Anderson, and that's not a knock on those guys, but those aren't guys that you need or you want in your everyday lineup if you're contending for a World Series every year. And so I think they don't want to have that problem anymore.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think Skip made a really good point in standing pat. You know, Anthopoulos did that because he understands that the Braves are a very good baseball team. Injuries have gotten the best of them this year, and there's been a lot of moving pieces with that. But in general, you get guys back that are healthy, they can win, and they can go deep in the postseason. So for him, it was, I mean, he talked about it. There weren't a lot of options out there. He wasn't willing to spend a lot of money, which is what a lot of people wanted for certain positions. But standing pat might have been the best move when you're adding in a Jorge Soler. You get one more bat in there. You get some guys back healthy as we get towards the deeper half of the season. I think it's a good thing. This team is very good. People just forget because they aren't doing what they did last year. And that kind of sets some unreal expectations in a way as well.
I'm glad you said that. And because to me, they did stand pat. I know they traded for Jorge Soler, and you and I have gone back and forth. Gosh, it's on a commercial on the station of you and I yelling at each other about when can you panic and when are we supposed to, you know, when are we Chicken Littles? And I think you and I have both kind of come to an understanding that Alex Anthopoulos kind of played the middle game on that, did he not? He traded for Jorge Soler. He gave up a Tyler Matzek, who's had injury problems, and a 17th rated prospect. So he didn't give up a ton, but nobody can say he stood pat either. He made a move to get a bat here, and to her point and Skip's point, it will feel like a trade when Money Mike and Ozzie Albies come back into the lineup.
Is this a part where you give me credit for telling
Absolutely.
You?
I was hoping you were going to do that for me.
Telling you, Dylan, I'm sorry, but did I literally not tell this man that? Because he was like, don't make any moves. Don't give anything away of consequence.
I said don't give anything away of consequence, and he didn't.
What, Dylan, what did I tell him Alex was going to do? I said he's going to go get the pieces he thinks he needs, but he never, Alex Anthopoulos never gives up anything of consequence in a trade during the season. He never does that. He did exactly what I told you. He's going to give up a guy who has really no future here, which at this point, a Tyler Matzek who's pitched in 11 games since the World Series season, and a second base prospect that we might never see. That's exactly what I told you he was going to do, and he still got something. And he still added pieces, and he did it for a guy that's going to be here two more years.
I don't know.
I don't know how you
don't
see that.
I don't know how we're saying the same thing and you think we're arguing. I don't know how is that happening simultaneously?
Because when I said to do that 2 weeks ago, you said, no, don't do anything.
What are you talking about? That's the entire conversation.
That's what the promo is. I said, how do you not understand at this point in his career at Atlanta that he never gives up anything in a trade?
I
Maria
literally
would
said,
say he never gives up anything.
Maria, welcome to my life.
Yeah, it's just.
But that's why I kept telling you that they need to make moves, and they will, and they did. They didn't go out. He's never going to trade the house. It's not his model because they can't do it with the money that they're limited in spending.
What did Maria just say a minute ago? Because I want to go back. She said he realizes this is a team that has faults. And he also realizes he didn't need to do anything crazy because he's got two injured players coming back in the fold. That was my point the entire time.
And what I told you
is, we are in agreement. I don't know why you keep arguing with me.
He has never made a crazy trade in his career in Atlanta. In fact, the last crazy trade he made was in Toronto, and it involved Jacob DeGrom. And he's never.
Yeah, he wasn't going to do that here.
Never done it again because he learned.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. When we come back, we're going to talk more Falcons. We're going to get into more Alex Anthopoulos. You don't want to miss it. Morning Shift rolls on Sports Radio 910 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What are the haps? Start the day the right way with the morning shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's a beautiful Thursday morning. We're here on the morning shift. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today. And start packing. I thought Squid and I were going to come to blows here. Maria jumped in between us and separated us, put her hands on both of our chests and said, just calm down. Hopefully we didn't scare her away because we've had so much fun with her. But Maria Martin also in studio with us.
There's now a fan going in here for reference, just so you know.
Is that making you cold? Sorry.
I'm good. You know but
I run hot a little bit.
That's how you know Mike knows he's wrong because he starts sweating. And he can't admit it, so he just sweats it out.
He just sweats.
That's the only way he can let out his wrongness.
I think we all know that Squid can argue with a wall. And somehow, in his own brain, he has talked himself into me needing to somehow apologize to him or something.
I don't know
if you're like me, Bo, but sometimes when I know I'm wrong, I keep emphasizing the point just to make me feel like I'm right. Do you know what I mean?
That's
like,
exactly what he's
doing. That's kind of what you did just now.
No, that's what Mike did, actually.
No, it's not.
Mike sat there and told me.
I need to convince myself.
You're spot on because he's still doing it.
I do the same. It's okay.
Mike sat there and told me why the team doesn't need to make any moves. And then I told him, yes.
Any moves of consequence.
I said, Mike, they'll make moves because they never give anything up. That's Alex Anthopoulos' trademark.
Uh-huh.
That's the reason why when people are like, be sellers, we knew that was never going to happen. Stand pat. I mean, we can say they stood pat. They still made trades. They still made moves on this roster, and they still gave up something. Now, it was nothing of consequence. I said that would be what happened, and Mike did not agree.
Mike didn't argue with
you. So here we are where he still can't admit it. That's why his forehead.
Mike never once said you were wrong.
Oh, look, you're starting to sweat again. I'm starting to wonder why.
Mark.
Because you can't admit you're wrong. You just sweat out the wrongness.
Just still talking. All right, we're going to talk about, if you listened to it earlier in the day, me and Bo hung out with Kirk Cousins and got a chance to chop it up with him after practice yesterday. If you haven't listened to that, you can go to the Odyssey app and check us out on the morning shift on that. Make sure you get all 11 minutes of that post-practice interview with Kirk Cousins. Had a lot of fun with him, man, and he's so personable, and he's such an intriguing person to talk to. And I told Maria a minute ago, I think the intrigue around him and his wife at this point, a lot of it has to do, and I go back to Pam from The Office, and she has a quote that essentially says, there is so much beauty in normal or regular. I can't remember the exact word she said, but he's so intriguing because it just feels like if one of us were the quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons, how we would act. You know, he's just so fun to talk to.
You know what's so funny is it's a league now where, you know, everybody dresses really nice, which is great. And the outfits are a big deal and the flash and all that is awesome to me. But Kirk rolls up to camp and he's got suitcases that look like he just bought him a TJ Maxx across the street in Flowery Branch, and he's just like chilling. He's just so
his Hawks
normal.
Jersey on.
It's incredible.
It takes a certain kind of person to pull up the short sleeve button up. I mean, I cannot pull off a short sleeve button up.
He also doesn't pick his clothes out. We learned from the Netflix documentary.
So
Julie
much fun,
does.
Man, I actually Bo and I, we talked to him, and I asked him about kind of, and I knew that obviously that he had been introduced to his wife through a, you know, family friend, and that, you know, obviously his wife, a Georgia grad. I didn't realize it happened after the Outback Bowl, like right after. And he talks about how his father-in-law stood over away from the team buses and wouldn't come talk to him. I was like, did you wave at him? He's like, no, I left him alone, but he was in his feelings pretty bad. He's a lot of fun.
I mean, I think it's great. It's just we don't think about that. Like, you know, sometimes we think that their lives are so much different than ours because they play professional sports or, you know, he's probably got like $500 million in the bank on all these great deals he's made right. signing with teams. But
in
reality, the situation is you know, it's just regular people. I mean, I don't recall doing an interview at training camp where someone's face lit up more than when I asked him about food.
Yeah.
And it was just like, oh,
love that.
That donut burger. and when he goes, and it's not even like one donut can have, it's like two full donuts.
He never got in there.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, listen, if you own Parma Tavern, you can slide my DMs and thank me for that. Maybe give me a couple free meals. Me and Bo up there in Buford.
I was about to say, did you ask the question?
No. But I have frequented Parma, and I have actually eaten the Krispy Kreme burger. It is delicious. I will confirm.
Can we go? Can we go? I want to go.
Let's go over there one day. Awesome spot. Well, you know what's also probably not normal, and that's Jesse Bates. And yesterday, Kirk Cousins kind of talked about his relationship with the quarterback of the defense.
Yeah, he intercepted me yesterday, so he's probably taken more from those meetings than I am. But it was also a reminder that he may be a little different than your average safety. So, no, I think it was just in the spring, you know, hey, you know, could we watch film? And we need to do it more. You know, we need to find the time to keep doing it. But, you know, I kind of see him as the quarterback of the defense a little bit, and he's a problem. You know, it's tough when you drop back. It's Ed Reed. It's Troy Polamalu. It's you drop back, and you're like, I see where Jesse is, but I don't think he's going to end up there. And so it kind of puts something in the back of your mind. And it's hard to play fast. It's hard to play decisive. You know, safeties want to be in their position. They want to do their job. And I think at times when you can know things well enough to say, I'm going to leave my job but not hurt the team because I can go help somebody and go make a play, you better know what you're doing. And he does.
You know, I think that's so interesting, man, because I've had this conversation about the Troy Polamalus and Ed Reeds of the world. And how many times have we seen the NFL film slow-mo of, like, Troy Polamalu walk up and tap that, you know, that nose guard or one technique in the butt and then, you know, jump over the line of scrimmage and try to make a tackle in the backfield? That's exactly what he's doing. He knows where everybody's problems are. He knows where he needs to help out. And you see a certain formation, and the Ed Reeds and the Troy Polamalus of the world, you can't defend against it because you have no idea what he's doing. Both sides of football, when you're on defense and on offense, it takes a certain structure. You know that you're counting the box, or you know that they're structured in 3-4, and on defense, you know they're in 11 personnel. When things start happening that out of pocket, and those safeties are able to do that kind of thing and roam around and have that freedom to kind of take chances, that's when they become scary, and that's what Jesse Bates has been able to do.
Yeah, and I mean, we can talk about how much it is how good of players they are and everything, but it really starts in the film room, and it starts right there because when these guys learn so much, yes, you've seen them do things, so you have that trust as a coach, but that starts in the film room. You can't do any of that without being a film junkie because instincts only get you so far, but if you know the ins and outs of what these teams are doing, that's why I think it's so important that he's meeting with Kirk Cousins because he's learning, he's picking the brain of guys that sit there, and that's one of the elite processors in the league, right? The elite processors.
One of the most
processors,
cerebral,
you know?
Quarterbacks in the
and
league.
So when you're doing those things, you're now going to think like that guy, and it's going to help you. Bryce Young's first game, it was a little bit easier to do that to him, but some of these guys, Patrick Mahomes of the world that you're going to face this year, you got to go to another level.
Well, speaking of building that relationship, Kirk also talked about kind of how he keeps his wide receivers involved in training camp.
Yeah, I think you just said it. In training camp especially, I want to see guys have to make 50-50 catches. I want to see guys have a chance to make a play. So, you know, a guy may not be as open as I want him to be during the season, but I'll still throw it because I say, hey, I want to see what this guy can do. And so you may not have as quite a high of a completion percentage in training camp, but you're trying to experiment a little bit and let coaches evaluate and see. So there was some of that even today. And then when you get to the real thing, you probably want to be as, you know, efficient as you can. And if you got to progress, you got to progress.
I think that that's a really good point to make in training camp. And we were talking about it earlier. We overreact to training camp sometimes and we get so frustrated or so excited. But He literally just said it. Training camp, there's an experimental part of it, and he's trying to feel that out with a bunch of receivers who are super talented and also trying to show that there is a next level that Kirk can unlock to these guys. He talked about it one of his first days in Flowery Branch, that he wants to take those guys to another level. That's what makes a fantastic quarterback. That's what separates the good from the great when it comes to a quarterback. And Kirk knows exactly where he's placing those balls. He knows what he's doing. I asked him a question about Kyle Pitts yesterday, and he said, Kyle's so special because he may be my third read in the progression, but somehow he's still always around the ball. He's right there. So I think that him making those experiments and showing people what these receivers can do, that's great. It's immeasurable.
Yeah. Well, one of the people you're going to rely on in the two-minute drill will be Kyle Pitts. Kirk Cousins touched on that too yesterday.
And that was the fun of it, is when we have these periods where it's move the ball, call it, no scripts, compete, put a clock on, the timeouts, everything's real football. That's when you can really play instinctually, including taking off and running. So those are my favorite periods because I think they simulate the game the most. And that was a moment where that happened.
Yeah, it's going to be an area that we've talked about. We've already talked about that area in Atlanta so much in the last 20 years has been the red zone, the red zone, the red zone, the good, the bad, the failures. Having guys on the same page is part of it, but the understanding of how the field shrinks down there and the understanding of the ball placement and that trust he was talking about earlier, you know, gaining in that chemistry, that's all great, but it says something about a guy that's not afraid to make that throw and put a guy in the bat, and sometimes you have to trust your Drake Londons and Kyle Pitts. Like, those are two of the taller receivers in the league. Put them up to bat, and we didn't see enough of it with Julio and Matt. And the day, and I felt like some of that was because of the practice schedule, and it takes time to build some of that. But it really makes you feel a certain way when you get excited about seeing what could be in the red zone this year.
Yeah, you know what's interesting, too, that I've noticed about Kyle Pitts and Drake London throughout training camp is the 50-50 fade balls that we've seen in the past that get thrown to the corner of the end zone. I think it takes a certain level of chemistry to kind of put those on a line drive, you know, to kind of throw at the back of the helmet of the DB to where he cannot get his eyes around fast enough and allow guys that are that long and Drake London and Kyle Pitts to go up and kind of reach their hands over and, I guess, quote unquote, you'd say moss the DB right there, but kind of reach towards the back of the helmet and, you know, kind of make those plays. We talked to Drake London about it the other day, and he was like, look, you know, I feel like I can go up and get that, and hopefully Kirk can learn that. But chemistry is the key word, and I think that's exactly what both of those guys are talking about when they kind of point to that. So,
yeah, it is. And, you know, it's just, I actually lost my train of thought, to be honest with you. I had something to say, and I just blanked.
Completely blanked. You know who did not lose their train of thought? Alex Anthopoulos. We'll hear from him when we come back, talking about more Braves and how Jorge Soler fits into this lineup ahead of his re-debut at Truist Park tonight. We'll also get a Life of Squid.
Yeah. Oh, now I remember what I was going to say. I'll get you on the other side of the break. Yeah. Twinsies between a Nebraska player and a Kansas City Chief. We'll talk about it.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Travis d'Arnaud, are they going to do it again? Deep left center, yes! Twice today, back to back. And Travis d'Arnaud.
Get that offense rolling, baby. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift. Mike, Bo, and Maria Martin. Honestly, just knowing that four balls left the park yesterday brings a little bit of a tear to my eye. I'm hoping they can continue to kind of recreate that down here. But the Matt Olson and Travis d'Arnaud combination yesterday obviously paying dividend for the Braves as they pull off the win and have now won four of their last five. And they're coming home, man. Bring it on home. Let's match up with those Miami Marlins, who don't look anything like they did probably a week ago. I don't even know how many guys they shipped off in trades, but at the trade deadline, they completely emptied the cabinet. I want to get into this real quick because I know we got to get to a Life of Squid. This will be the re-debut tonight of Jorge Soler. Talking about big trades at the deadline, Jorge Soler be back in the fold. Alex Anthopoulos joined the steakhouse yesterday, and he talked about how Jorge Soler fits in this locker room.
We want to go into next season with another right-handed bat. Look, Adam Duvall was an everyday player in 2023 and had a great year for the Red Sox. obviously signed late, didn't get off to the start he wanted to, and so on. But there was an injury and ended up getting playing time. So over 162, trade deadline, all that kind of stuff. It's always a good thing to have more good players, and Snit's very good at being able to balance out playing time and things like that. And I can pretty much guarantee ahead of time there will be players next year that spend time on the IL.
I think that the reception for Jorge Soler is going to be unbelievable at Truist Park tonight. I'm actually going to be there, and I'm very excited because...
You're going tonight?
Yes, I am going to go.
Yes.
And all I can think about with Jorge Soler, Astros, game six.
Right. Like, if you're...
So good.
If you're the Truist Park guy that runs the Jumbotron or digital or whatever it is, you have to think that maybe that's going to play right before he comes up for that first at-bat.
You have to.
You know what I mean? Like, between innings. Like, come on. Come on, man.
I hope we stand longer than we did for Freddie.
Well,
we'll be here until week one at Mercedes Benz if we stand longer than they did for Freddie.
I'm obviously kidding, and it's not. I just kind of think we went over the top, and we still do. But yeah, I can't.
Also, Luke Jackson, don't want to forget about him.
And I think Luke was one that was. I've seen things written. Oh, he won the fans over here. You know, a lot of fans never liked Luke Jackson and still don't. I had a lot of Twitter fights. You want to talk about Twitter? I had a lot of Twitter fights over defending Luke Jackson back in the day. But he did. He, as that playoff run went on, more and more people talked about what he meant to that bullpen and his more than just appearances. And also, we have to remember, he only had like two bad outings in that postseason. They were both against the Dodgers. And one of them set up, to me, the greatest single-inning pitching performance I've ever seen in the postseason, which was Tyler Matzek with the bases loaded, striking out
so good
the side. And it was just phenomenal. But Soler, you know, coming back, it is going to be big. I mean, how cool would it be to see him, that leadoff spot, just go yickety and get around the bases. And it just would be nice. And it also
get me fired up.
Also be a good sign, I think. One thing we gotta see now is this team build. The one thing we haven't done all year is take a little bit of momentum and build it into something else. It seems to just get knocked down with some kind of losing streak or losing four out of six or whatever. Let's take that momentum they've gotten now and let's build it and let's go after this thing. I'll tell my truth on Twitter daily.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right, little W Sauce, little breakfast sauce, little Bloody Mary mix done Key West style. You get up to WSauce.com and you can get your bottle of the Bloody Mary mix today. But you can also find the W Sauce in Publix, Kroger. I saw it in Kroger the other day at my Kroger, little Ace Hardware. And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, big truck, small truck, medium sized truck, doesn't matter. They are the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation.
We are the nation!
All right. Look, I think we know in this world that everything is kind of taken. Everybody steals something from somebody and then makes it their own, right? No problems with that. But we got to have some limitations on it, Dylan Raiola. You can't just steal another man's look. I mean, like, you can't show up literally looking like a carbon copy of him. Now, it might be okay if you're not a five-star recruit showing up to Nebraska for fall practice and you're expected to be the starting quarterback, and who's probably making a couple million dollars on an NIL deal, because let's be real, why did he really decide to flip, all right? But this is, I can't even tell. The only reason I know that it's Dylan Raiola, two reasons. One, Nebraska football tweeted, and two, the girl behind him is clearly not Brittany Mahomes falling after him. What are we doing?
I mean, they literally look exactly the same. I have the picture up. But he's even said in the past. Yeah, but he said in the past he wants to be exactly like Patrick Mahomes. And I guess he literally meant.
That's a good goal to have for a quarterback.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it is what it is.
Well, maybe say, I want to play like Patrick Mahomes, not be him. I mean, we got to. Whatever happened to being your own man? or woman.
I think here's where it will get weird if he does, you know, have three nice years at Nebraska and then he gets drafted and Pat's still in the NFL and they're facing off against each other. Can you imagine trying to downplay that?
And they
I know that he was my idol like 3 years ago and I was being weird, but no, we're good. We're just facing off. We're competitors now.
That would be kind of weird.
What would be great if they showed up to the stadium in the same outfit? The same game.
That would not be great. That would actually be extremely creepy.
That would freak me out.
Very eerie.
This isn't creepy.
I'm still looking at him as like a kid. I mean, he's fresh out of high school. But if it would have come to, you know, being both pros at the same time, that would be weird.
He got the attention of Tyreek Hill too, with his look.
Well, if your goal was to get attention of people, I mean,
you got it.
You got it, but you probably could have done it another way without just completely copying another human being. Because that's a lot. Like I said, everything's taken from something. You know, we all take things that we've seen publicly or whatever and inform who we are as we grow up. But he just stole another person's look. That's a little odd to me. All right, the other thing I wanted to touch on real quick is the NFL, they have had this Hawkeye system that's been in touch with like the camera over. Now they got the Hawkeye tracking innovation, which they're going to try to use to replace the chain gang. So basically to mark first downs. And they're going to use it in the preseason. They're in the installation phase of all the stadiums, getting them calibrated and up to date. And they're just trying to get into a place where the system is as accurate as possible. So you'll see it, I think, a little bit this year in the preseason. I would expect them, if it goes well, to try to roll it out next year or maybe even in the playoffs.
I think everybody's on board with this, right? I mean, who likes the old-fashioned chain gang anymore? And I realize we don't want machines, but it just seems a little absurd when the guy grabs that one chain link and lifts his hands up in the air. You know, kind of like when people measure something during a DIY project and they put their hands out wide and they go, all right, this is how much wood I need, and then you walk into the garage and see if there's a piece this wide.
Well,
it's a little bit ridiculous.
The best is when the 65-year-olds that are running it can't get out of the way of the play and then have to stop the game because they've gotten injured. I think it takes that element out, too. We don't have to see these guys get ran over on the sideline. Let's just get it to we need to declutter the sidelines in the NFL anyways.
Yeah. Maria, this is our last time with you hanging out. And look, cannot thank you. I'm going to try not to get emotional.
Forever?
It's our last time hanging out with you here on The Morning Shift. It has been an absolute pleasure, though. Hope you've had fun.
I have had so much fun. Thank you guys so much for having me. I've had a blast.
Get some of that
did
sleep.
Great.
Yeah,
thank you.
You did awesome. We are huge Maria Martin's fans. Hopefully everybody out there can go give you a follow. Rhea_Martin on Twitter if you want to hang out with her and get to know her as we have here on The Morning Shift. All right, we're going to find out what's coming up on the Steakhouse when we come back. It's The Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of The Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Travis Darno, are they going to do it again? Deep left center, yes! Twice today, back-to-back from Matt Olson and Travis Darno.
Get that offense rolling, baby. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's The Morning Shift. Mike, Bo, and Maria Martin. Honestly, just knowing that four balls left the park yesterday brings a little bit of a tear to my eye. I'm hoping they can continue to kind of recreate that down here. But the Matt Olson and Travis Darno combination yesterday obviously paying dividend for the Braves as they pull off the win and have now won four of their last five. And they're coming home, man. Bring it on home. Let's match up with those Miami Marlins who don't look anything like they did probably a week ago. I don't even know how many guys they shipped off in trades, but at the trade deadline, they completely emptied the cabinet. Now, I want to get into this real quick because I know we got to get to a Life of Squid. This will be the re-debut tonight of Jorge Soler. Talking about big trades at the deadline, Jorge Soler be back in the fold. Alex Anthopoulos joined the Steakhouse yesterday, and he talked about how Jorge Soler fits in this locker room.
We want to go into next season with another right-handed bat. Look, Adam Duvall was an everyday player in 2023 and had a great year for the Red Sox. Obviously signed late, didn't get off to the start he wanted to and so on, but there was an injury and ended up getting playing time. So over 162, trade deadline, all that kind of stuff. It's always a good thing to have more good players, and Snit's very good at being able to balance out playing time and things like that. And I can pretty much guarantee ahead of time there will be players next year that spend time on the IL.
I think that the reception for Jorge Soler is going to be unbelievable at Truist Park tonight. I'm actually going to be there, and I'm very excited because...
You're going tonight?
Yes, I am going to go.
Yes.
And all I can think about with Jorge Soler, Astros, game six.
Right. Like, if you're... So good. If you're the Truist Park guy that runs the Jumbotron or digital or whatever it is, you have to think that maybe that's going to play right before he comes up for that first at-bat.
You have to.
You know what I mean? Like, between innings, like, come on.
I hope we stand longer than we did for Freddie.
Well,
that's literally we'll be here until week one at Mercedes-Benz if we stand longer than they did for Freddie.
I'm obviously kidding, and it's not. I just kind of think we went over the top, and we still do. But yeah, I can't.
Also, Luke Jackson, don't want to forget about him.
And I think Luke was one that was. I've seen things written out. Oh, he won the fans over here. You know, a lot of fans never liked Luke Jackson and still don't. I had a lot of Twitter fights. You want to talk about Twitter? I had a lot of Twitter fights over defending Luke Jackson back in the day. But he did. He, as that playoff run went on, more and more people talked about what he meant to that bullpen and his more than just appearances. And also, we have to remember, he only had like two bad outings in that postseason. They were both against the Dodgers. And one of them set up, to me, the greatest single-inning pitching performance I've ever seen in the postseason, which was Tyler Matzek with the bases loaded, striking out
so good
the side. And it was just phenomenal. But Soler, you know, coming back, it is going to be big. I mean, how cool would it be to see him, that leadoff spot, just go yickety and get to round the bases. And it just would be nice. And it also
get me fired up.
Also be a good sign, I think. One thing we gotta see now is this team build. The one thing we haven't done all year is take a little bit of momentum and build it into something else. It seems to just get knocked down with some kind of losing streak or losing four out of six or whatever. Let's take that momentum they've gotten now and let's build it and let's go after this thing. I'll tell my truth on Twitter daily.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right, a little W Sauce, a little breakfast sauce, a little Bloody Mary mix done Key West style. You get up to WSauce.com, and you can get your bottle of the Bloody Mary mix today. But you can also find the W Sauce in Publix, Kroger. I saw it in Kroger the other day at my Kroger, little Ace Hardware. And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, big truck, small truck, medium-sized truck, doesn't matter. They are the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation.
We are the nation!
All right. Look, I think we know in this world that everything is kind of taken. Everybody steals something from somebody and then makes it their own, right? No problems with that. But we got to have some limitations on it, Dylan Raiola. You can't just steal another man's look. I mean, like, you can't show up literally looking like a carbon copy of him. Now, it might be okay if you're not a five-star recruit showing up to Nebraska for fall practice and you're expected to be the starting quarterback, and who's probably making a couple million dollars on an NIL deal, because let's be real, why did he really decide to flip, all right? But this is, I can't even tell. The only reason I know that it's Dylan Raiola, two reasons. One, Nebraska football tweeted, and two, the girl behind him is clearly not Brittany Mahomes falling after him. What are we doing?
I mean, they literally look exactly the same. I have the picture up. But he's even said in the past. Yeah, but he said in the past he wants to be exactly like Patrick Mahomes. And I guess he literally meant
that's a good goal to have for a quarterback. I'll be honest.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it is what it is.
Well, maybe say I want to play like Patrick Mahomes, not be him. I mean, we got to be – whatever happened to being your own man or woman.
I think here's where it will get weird. If he does, you know, have three nice years at Nebraska and then he gets drafted and Pat's still in the NFL and they're facing off against each other. Can you imagine trying to downplay that?
And they
like,
wear the
I know that he was my idol like 3 years ago and I was being weird, but no, we're good. We're just facing off. We're competitors now.
That would be kind of weird.
What would be great if they showed up to the stadium in the same outfit for the same game?
That would not be great. That would actually be extremely creepy.
That would freak me out.
Very eerie.
This isn't creepy.
I'm still looking at him as like a kid. I mean, he's fresh out of high school. But if it would have come to, you know, being both pros at the same time, that would be weird.
He got the attention of Tyreek Hill, too, with his look.
Well, if your goal is to get attention of people, I mean,
you got it.
You got it, but you probably could have done it another way without just completely copying another human being, because that's a lot. Like I said, everything's taken from something. You know, we all take things that we've seen publicly or whatever and inform who we are as we grow up, but he just stole another person's look. That's a little odd to me. All right, the other thing I wanted to touch on real quick is the NFL, they have had this Hawkeye system that has been in touch with, like, the camera over. Now they got the Hawkeye tracking innovation, which they're going to try to use to replace the chain gang. So basically to mark first downs. And they're going to use it in the preseason. They're in the installation phase of all the stadiums, getting them calibrated and up to date. And they're just trying to get into a place where the system is as accurate as possible. So you'll see it, I think, a little bit this year in the preseason. I would expect them, if it goes well, to try to roll it out next year or maybe even in the playoffs.
I think everybody's on board with this, right? I mean, who likes the old-fashioned chain gang anymore? And I realize we don't want machines, but it just seems a little absurd when the guy grabs that one chain length and lifts his hands up in the air. You know, kind of like when people measure something during a DIY project and they put their hands out wide and they go, all right, this is how much wood I need. And then you walk into the garage and see if there's a piece this wide.
Well,
it's a little bit ridiculous.
The best is when the 65-year-olds that are running it can't get out of the way of the play and then have to stop the game because they've gotten injured. I think it takes that element out, too. We don't have to see these guys get ran over on the sideline. Let's just get it to we need to declutter the sidelines in the NFL anyways.
Yeah. Maria, this is our last time with you.
Yes.
Hanging out. And look, cannot thank you. I'm going to try
Forever?
Not to get emotional.
Forever?
This is our last time hanging out with you here on the Morning Shift. It has been an absolute pleasure, though. Hope you've had fun.
I have had so much fun. Thank you guys so much for having me. I've had a blast.
Get some of that
did
sleep.
Did great.
Yeah,
thank you.
You did awesome. We
thank
are
you,
huge
you.
Maria Martin's fans. Hopefully everybody out there can go give you a follow. Ria_Martin on Twitter if you want to hang out with her and get to know her as we have here on the Morning Shift. All right, we're going to find out what's coming up on the Steakhouse when we come back. It's the Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.